We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We have Karen Hibbard joining us in studio. Karen is the Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Brandon. What a delight to see you this morning.
Yeah, pleasure to have you live in studio. And I don't remember if we've had you on live in studio with Dave here in a while. It's probably been a little bit.
It has. I was on Zoom in January, and so it's really nice to be back in person.
I think maybe the last time you were here in person when Dave was here and I was here, I think, was maybe when we had the air guitarist. Maybe.
Yeah, boy, that's been a while. But yeah, I think that was a lively day.
That was. That was a lot of fun. Well, certainly good to see you. February's a month we think a lot about hearts and Valentine's Day. We've got Valentine's Day coming up Monday, and that's kind of the theme here.
Absolutely. Well, when I think, I call February Happy Valentine's Month. So, but truly, it's the month that we should all love. And what I love is I love the Manhattan community. And I'd like to encourage our listeners to also love and appreciate our community. I wanted to make sure that our listeners are aware of a tool that we have, and that is our visitor's guide, the official Visit Manhattan visitor's guide. And truly, as a resident, that's probably not a publication that you're going to use, but it's a tool that people that are interested in coming to Manhattan, I'd like to have come to them. You can see it on our website at visitmanhattanks.org, where you can flip through it virtually. Can stop in our office and pick it up at 501 Points, or if you're at the Manhattan Town Center, we also have an informational booth there that we ask that you pick up a copy, and if you need more than one, you can come to our office. We can supply you with those. But you'll see this year's publication is bright with the banner of the color orange, but it is a real nice contrast because we're celebrating something that we love in Manhattan, the 10th year anniversary of the Flint Hills Discovery Center. So there's a beautiful picture of the Flint Hills Discovery Center at night, all lit up, inviting people to come in to learn about the Flint Hills, the region, all of the significance of the tall grass that surrounds us and the significance of the Flint Hills and why we love to call this home and to be able to tell the story. And so it's hard to believe that 10 years ago we were cutting the ribbon on the Flint Hills Discovery Center. But as you flip through the guide is filled with great pictures and small articles on what all there is to see and do, but you will also see that there are QR codes on each page that for the reader to learn more about the area, the region, the activity that they're interested in, and that drives them to our website. We've talked a lot about our website. Again, it's visitmanhattanks.org, that we've invested a lot to make that more interactive, more engaging for people to learn what is happening in our area. So again, stop in, pick up, request a Manhattan visitor's guide, send that to someone that you know might be considering either coming to visit, might be moving to Manhattan. It's a great tool to introduce folks to our community.
Wonderful. It's good to see that. And I'm sure there's a lot of activities we're going to be looking forward to here this spring and summer as the weather warms up. So
absolutely. And Brandon, one of the things that we absolutely love to host, and it's back, is 2A state basketball. Actually, next month at this time, we will be on day 3 of state basketball championship. So please mark your calendar for March 9th through the 12th, as we will be again hosting 2A state basketball. And as we've been beginning to plan for that, it's been 4 years since we've had a normal 4-day tournament. It is really crazy. So for folks that love to volunteer, for folks that love to watch basketball, for folks that love to encourage those young athletes, this is an activity for you. We will be starting the tournament on March 9th, Wednesday, March 9th, with girls play. And the girls will have games at 2, 4, 6, and 8. There could be a cheer with that. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Boys play will be on Thursday, again, the same time to tip 2, 4, 6, 8. And then on Friday, it will be the winners of those games. It'll be girls, boys, and then championship day on that Saturday. Tip times will be 12, 2, 4, and then the championship boys game will start at 6:15. That is the same week as the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. But if you are interested in volunteering, as we have streamlined things and changed over the years, we really only need volunteers to help us take tickets as well as to help sell T-shirts. And we like to have those volunteers commit to us for 2 hours at a time. Certainly, we'd encourage folks to call our office, which is 785-776-8829, and ask for Marcia. Marcia Roselle is coordinating those volunteer schedules and times when people are available. But again, we just need volunteers for our ticket takers as well as our T-shirt sellers. And again, if you are a person that enjoys going to basketball games, this is the ticket of this is the deal of the day, because you can get your tickets are $10 for adults, $7 for a student, and that gets you into all four games. Keisha has also, we partner with the Kansas State High School Activities Association. You can get those tickets online earlier. There is an assessment fee for purchasing that online, so those tickets then would be $11 or $8. But again, that ticket is good for all day, and we think that's the deal of the day. So mark your calendars, March 9th through the 12th. Let's cheer on those teams that are coming in to compete for that high school championship.
Now, Class 2A is some of the smaller schools around Kansas, but you know what? You say, well, those are tiny schools, not a lot of people, but they bring a lot of folks to these games.
They bring a lot of folks, and we are very pleased that we have been the site for 2A. Actually, this size school has the best gates because it is a small community, and just as, you know, small communities, it takes everyone to be involved, but there's also a lot of pride that goes with that. So possibly that young athlete is your next-door neighbor or has helped you mow the yard or has babysat for you or whatever. You have a real, not only are they your neighbor, but you've watched them grow. You feel that you have ownership. And so truly, when those teams start to come to Manhattan to compete for the championship, it's not just mom and dad. It's not just granddad and grandma. It is absolutely everybody. The town pretty much shuts down to come cheer on their team. So the gates for 2A are much better than any of those other classes. So that's why Manhattan has enjoyed hosting that. And I also want to give a real shout out. We have dedicated volunteers, kind of folks behind the scenes for many years, for over 30 years, that have helped make this happen. And so we are forever dedicated to those folks that mark their calendars, are committed to making this be an event to remember. So March 9th through the 12th, give us a call. We'll put you to work.
All right. Sounds good. Karen Hibbert again joining us here from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. What else do you have on your list here?
Well, when we talk about the community that we love telling the story about what makes Manhattan unique. But Manhattan also has an opportunity to be a part of history, if you wish. The History Channel is the channel that American Pickers is on. And American Pickers are going to be coming to Kansas, and specifically to part of that time, depending on how well we participate with this. We have the opportunity for the American Pickers to be here in April. If you have some fascinating items that you would like to be considered to be on that show, we need you to go to their Facebook page, which is at Got A Pick. That's the ampersand sign, Got, G-O-T, A, P-I-C-K, P-I-C-K. Let me do that again. It's at G-O-T, A, P-I-C-K, Got A Pick, to share what you have. The American Pickers are looking for something that's different, unusual, and unique, something that they have never seen before. That's what they want to do. They want to help tell that extraordinary story. You can also call them. The number is 1-855-OLD-RUST, or the actual number is 855 653-7878, or you can email them at AmericanPickers@sinflix.com, and that is AmericanPickers@sinflix.com. And when you contact them, make sure that you give them your full name, your city, state, and your contact information and a brief description of your collection. I talked with them yesterday. They do ask that it's not public collections. It's only private collections that they are wanting. And we really want American Pickers to say, "Oh, Manhattan, what a find we found in your community and region." So we're real excited again. That's April. But as they're making plans for that show, we ask that our listeners pay attention and give them a nod here just in the next couple of weeks.
That's exciting. Speaking of television, I don't know if you've heard or not, but HBO Max has a show on right now. I saw it in the Mercury the other day, and I happened to catch the episode of it. It's called Somebody Somewhere.
Yes, that's with Bridget Everett. Bridget Everett grew up here in Manhattan, Kansas. I haven't yet to see the show, but I understand it's getting great reviews and giving a good nod to Manhattan in a positive way. So stay tuned. We are looking forward to seeing what might come as a result of that.
It's neat. I think it was filmed in Chicago. I looked that up online, but they did film a lot of just shots of Manhattan. I saw pictures of the letters.
Yes.
I saw the Wareham Opera House on there. I've seen the ladies wearing a Varsity Donuts
yes.
shirt. And it's just neat. I mean, you don't see that a lot in television, but it's kind of cool when you do.
Yes. Bridget has is very fond of her hometown, and I think that this is a positive way that she's giving a subtle shout to Manhattan, Kansas. So
I'm waiting for someone to be riding in a car listening to K-Man. I'm hoping that that's why I've been watching. I'm like, maybe they'll be listening to K-Man.
Well, I think that anybody should listen to the news radio, right? And you can hear good jokes, you can hear good stories, and a lot of information also is given over K-Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Karen, it's always good to talk to you here.
It's always good to talk to you, too.
Are you done now?
No.
Are you carrying on into the next segment?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Good. I'm trying to figure out where you're coming up with this good joke thing, because everything that we tell here is really, really bad.
Well, that's true, but I told Brandon as he entered me into this studio today, I was working and you guys were talking about the bait shop, and it made me laugh out loud. Yeah, the radio was on in the back of my, you know, it was just kind of back there, and I had a belly laugh, so yeah. Thanks.
See, those aren't jokes. Those are stories.
Yeah,
this is true stuff.
Yeah. Well, we can continue on here in a moment. If Karen, do you want to stick around? Or
I don't know if it's necessary.
Oh, please do.
I mean, we'd be stretching if I did this.
Okay. Oh, but I can join in now.
It's your call. Do you have another one?
Yeah, we have one more segment. Yeah. We're kind of open segment here, so if you want to stick around, you can. But
okay, I mean, this isn't hard punching, but
okay.
Yeah. Totally, your call.
Okay. Well, we'll stick around. I think we can fill time here with Dave, so back in a moment on News Radio KMAN.
More really bad jokes about hookers and shanties.
No, we're not.